You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
On Minnesota Public Radio News.
Hi, my name is Greta Garash, and I am an original cast member and writer of the Church Basement Ladies musicals. This weekend, I'm headed to the History Theater to see Jen Marin in her one-woman show, live from New York, He's a Prom Date. This is a reenactment of the true story of when Jen Marin couldn't get a prom date, so her mother called the Sally Jesse Raphael Show. So there's footage of Jen on the Sally Jesse Raphael Show with some other girls with their mothers who couldn't get prom dates, and then they set them up with a guy from the audience, and they go off on the date. It's kind of embarrassing and hilarious, and Jen plays 18 different characters, including Sally Jesse. It's funny, irreverent, and a great celebration of a mother's sometimes misguided love for her daughter. Live from New York, He's a Prom Date takes place this Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the History Theater in St. Paul.
Hi, my name's Ed Newman. I write Any Man's Territory, a blog about arts and culture in Duluth. Duluth Dylan Fest is almost here. It's an eight-day festival with all kinds of events that include art, music, poetry, more music, and some very special things like the William Pagel Archive. Bill Pagel is a collector. He owns the house on the Central Hillside that Bob Dylan came home to from the hospital at St. Mary's when he was born, as Robert Zimmerman. But he has rare manuscripts, the original handwritten manuscript for Desolation Row, for example, and some of our other favorite songs, but also some of the songs that very few people are familiar with. It's just fun seeing what he's going to pull out each year. He's got such a large collection. People come from all over the place. We have people coming from California, coming down from Hibbing. Then we have people come from Europe. It includes a singer-songwriter contest on Friday night, which is one of the big events. And this year, Joan Osborne on May 23rd will be performing at Sacred Heart. Cinderella, she seems so easy. Duluth Dylan Fest takes place May 18th to 26th in various locations around Duluth and also in Superior. Find out more at bobdylanway.com. Betty Davis style.
Hi, my name is Jan Ludwig Groters, and I'm the curator of African art at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. I had the opportunity to see a small but very good show at the Wiseman Art Museum called Baggage Claims. There are 17 artists, international artists, who use materials like suitcases to talk about mobility. Some of it is forced, of course, because of war or economic hardship. Some of it is chosen. A work that I liked in particular was from a Syrian artist, Mohamed Hafez. He used a typewriter case in which he had constructed what looks like the ruins of a city. And he used discarded materials from metal or plastic or glass. And a very poignant work if one thinks about the destruction of many cities in Syria. And the title of the work is A Refugee Nation. Baggage Claims runs through this coming Sunday at the Wiseman Art Museum on the campus of the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis.